Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Amy Sedman. I'm the Artistic Executive Director of Story District.
And we are talking about a really cool event revolving around It's a Wonderful Life, where it's going to be at Union Stage Saturday, December 17th, 7 to 9 p.m. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, so when we see It's a Wonderful Life, you know, we've watched it so many years. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, of course, for the holidays and just in general. But so how does this work? Like, how is Story District interpreting it here?
Well, every show we do has a theme, and all of our shows have 6 to 8 people telling true stories on a common theme. And so since the holidays, there's so many cultures and traditions that we have here in the district, let alone, you know, in our country, you know, I wanted something that could cover a lot of different angles on the holiday season. So, you know, if you listen, if you watch It's a Wonderful Life, it's a super long movie, but you have a lot about community, transformation, self-reflection. Like, he makes a total, you know, 180 in his life. It's about family and just generally the holiday spirit. So that's what this show is going to be about. Each story is true, and it'll touch on one of those themes in some kind of way.
Awesome. Yes, it is. It's funny that you mentioned, like, yeah, it's become known as this, you know, holiday classic we watch every Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever. But if you really think about it, I mean, it's basically like, it deals with some dark, heavy stuff. I mean, it's like, it's George Bailey's 2-hour plunge into suicide, but narrowly averted by divine intervention or whatever, or just seeing the light, quote unquote. And then it ends on a happy note. But yeah, it deals with some heavy stuff. That's why I always sort of defend it when people just dismiss it as, you know, Capra corn or whatever. It's actually some dramatic stuff, but yeah. So how does this play? You said, so there's true stories here, I guess. Who's providing the true stories? Are the performers, did they write their own monologues or something, or were there writers? Or I want to know where the true stories come from.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So Story District has been around now for 25 years, and our whole jam, our mission is to get anybody up on stage, everybody up on stage who has a story to tell. So most folks are not writers, not artists, not maybe never been on stage in any other capacity, but we work with them. So people pitch a story, we put out a theme, and anybody in the general public can pitch their story idea. If we like their idea, then we work with people for several weeks, months, to get them ready for a stage ready story. And we don't call them monologues because we ask that people be as real, be themselves, that their stories are mostly conversational. They're about their lives. And so they're not acting and they're not putting on a persona. They're really just trying to connect with the audience with their true story. But we do work on them in advance so that they have, you know, they have structure and shape and they're really ready for an audience.
So give me a sense of the timeline of that then. So when did you put out the word, you know, the call and throw up the bat signal and said, hey, we're doing It's a Wonderful Life stories this year? You know, when did you put that out there? And then, you know, how long did people pitch? How did they audition? You know what I mean? I want to know the selection process.
Oh, this is great. I can't remember when I exactly put it out, but my aim is to get it out 4 months in advance, at least, if not okay. Six is my, what I'm going for. Because in that time, what we do is we give enough time for people to actually think about it and submit something. And then I have a casting team and we listen to all, you have to send a recording, a 5-minute recording. We have a form that's on our website, storydistrict.org. And you fill that out and you know, pick which show or which theme you're trying to pitch for. And then my casting team, we all listen to the stories and then we convene to decide, well, what makes a great show? And what makes a great show is in part great stories or ideas with a great potential, but also a diversity of perspectives on the theme. And just making sure it's like a really well-rounded experience for whoever ends up buying a ticket and coming to the show. So that's basically it. So then we tell folks, so that's about a month later, and then a couple of weeks later, we tell them, and then we start to do our rehearsals, combination of group rehearsals and one-on-ones.
Gotcha. And then, so then how many did you say you picked? Was it 6 you said?
We have 7 for this show. It's
7. Okay. So you picked seven of these pitches. And then are they each woven together into like a connective tissue of stories, or are they kind of, is it like episodic? Each one, you know, stands on its own.
Each one stands on its own, though. That's an interesting idea. I'll take that. I'll think on that.
Well, a tricky, maybe impossible, challenging idea, but yeah.
Very challenging. No, we basically, it's a lot. I'd say the closest thing that an experience with us resembles is a comedy night with multiple comedians. However, it's not just comedy. You can go through a huge range of all the possible emotions, but it can be hilarious. It can be heart-wrenching. It can be all the things, but I'm hosting, as a matter of fact. And so I'm like, hey, next to the stage, we've got Derek Hills. So they do stand alone.
You have the names of the people that we could just, if you want to give them a shout out of the seven that made it.
Absolutely. We got Ginny Simmons, Christian Richardson, Derek Hills, Hillary Landfried, Mike Kane, Dorothy Mattis, and Morris Lethbridge.
Great. And will they get up and read, or will other people be reading, you know, in their stead?
No reading. You tell your own story. You not bring notes. It's a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Because as challenging as it may be to remember your whole story, and people get so nervous, it's amazing the difference between how you're connecting with your audience and what you're really trying to do is conjure these moments, these actual moments as they unfold. So we, as the audience, are really walking in your shoes. So it's not really a recitation of words you wrote on a paper. It's really trying to bring these experiences to life.
So it is them, though. They don't have a conduit, someone standing in there and telling the story for them. It is the actual person who wrote it.
It is the actual person. So, okay. Jason, I'm counting on seeing a pitch from you.
What, for next year?
Yes, we can get you on stage and you can tell your story. I can tell you, you got the radio voice.
Yeah, we'll see what the theme is next year. Cool. All right. So, and then I don't want to spoil, obviously, I don't want to spoil any, like, you know, twists or cool things that happen in the individual seven stories, but just for my radio purposes, so I have something to work with and tease, I guess, to entice our listeners, like, is there a way to sort of hint at what any of the stories are about, just in general terms? You know what I mean? Like, is it people living lives in DC? Is it, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Is there anything we can give
them? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, Ginny's story is about the neighborhood villain, the neighborhood Scrooge, when she was growing up. Let's see. Hillary overcomes her fear of talking to strangers. Mike Kane accidentally told his daughter Santa wasn't real and how that played out. And then a couple other pretty moving stories about the support of community and family, getting a couple of our stories tell us through pretty profound life changes.
Is there, and then visually, I mean, are we doing like sets, backdrops, props, costumes, or is it more just like a bare boned, you know, theater of the mind, minimalistic kind of a set thing?
It's minimalistic on purpose. I mean, every now and then, we play with different formats, but mostly this is the format. It is meant for you and the listener, the storyteller and the listener, to kind of be co-creating. You know, when you, I don't let props, or I don't really want images, because when you're listening, you're creating images in your own head. You're connecting the dots between their experience and your life experience, whether it's, you know, in part familiar or not familiar. And I find that gets in the way. So it's this very, we're kind of purist about this. Tell the story. The story stands on its own. But we do have an artist, Jeffrey Brady, who's amazing. And we have who creates this artwork that we play between stories. And also our music director, Scott Hollingsworth, plays music that relates to the theme and to each story, like, as so there is some production to the whole thing that gives it a sense of like a whole tight and produced show.
Great. It sounds really cool. I love the idea. I guess before we run, just pretend I'm not even here, like you're talking directly to the listeners, you know, and say like, hey, everyone, you know, in DC area, you know, come on out. You're going to have a good time. Get in the holiday spirit. You know, it'll make you cry, laugh, whatever you got to say. But yeah, like, invite them, you know, personally, invite the listeners out.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, folks, if you're anywhere in the DC area, please come out to Union Stage on December 17th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 for It's a Wonderful Life. It's seven true stories that will put you in the holiday spirit. You may cry, you may laugh, you will definitely laugh, and you will probably cry. Get your tickets at storydistrict.org.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. It's a really cool spin on, you know, a lot of people, it's their holiday tradition, you know, and so, but this will be a new way to experience it. I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. And come out anytime. Let us know.
All right. Sounds good. We'll look for next year's theme.
I mean, we have these constantly, by the way, these shows every month.
Sure. Sure. It's not just the holidays. So. Right.
Not to another if you're ever in the mood. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.